Now we go to the main motion. Does someone want to read the main motion? Lizette, can you read the main motion?
Whereas the Pacifica National Board directed the WPFWLSB to conduct a recount of the ballots for the election of directors, and whereas those ballots were in the custody of LSB member and Pacifica director Jim Brown, and whereas Jim Brown has thus far not made the ballots available for a recount to be done, be it resolved that the PNB considers sanctions against Jim Brown for obstructing the process unless all ballots are produced and made available so that the PNB directive requiring a recount may be fully and fairly carried out.
Thank you, Lizette. Richard, can you please take the roll on that motion?
I would like to understand before I vote on this, consider sanctions. So if this were to pass, and if what it says in the motion did not happen, would we then go to a procedure on sanctions? I'm just unclear on the process.
Yes, we would then go to a procedure on sanctions, and I will agendize it for the next meeting. So the answer is yes. That's the ruling of the chair. Richard, now.
Information, please.
Go ahead, Carolyn.
I just wanted to know before I vote on this, I understood earlier that the envelope in which the ballots were kept was not sealed, and I'd like to ask directly of Jim Brown, if you would, was that envelope still unsealed when you turned it over to Zarina Shakir?
Is it still unsealed? Yes.
They were
not tampered with at all.
Was it sealed? I'm sorry, I didn't understand.
It was unsealed. I want to put a point of information, give you some information, Carolyn. Fair Vote has a control number. So if there's any tampering of the ballots, they will be able to
see it right away. They would know right away.
Okay, so we don't have to worry about that, whether the envelope is sealed or unsealed. We will know. Okay, now, Richard, can you please call the roll?
I'm sorry, is discussion over?
Discussion is over.
May I have a point of information?
You know, Leslie, we're really out of time on this. I'd prefer not to. We can take it up at the next. If this passes, we'll take it up when it's agendized in the next meeting.
It's a simple yes or no question. I just need to know if the ballots are in the custody of Jim Brown at this time.
As far as I know, they're in the custody of Zarina Shakir.
Thank you.
Okay. Let's vote on this, Richard.
Sherry Gendelman. Sherry Gendelman?
No.
Bonnie? What?
No.
Bonnie Simmons?
No.
Andrea Turner?
No.
Joe Wanzala?
Yes.
Sean O'Brien?
Yes.
Lisa Radford?
It's Leslie, and my answer is no.
Leslie, I'm sorry. Rico Ross?
I abstain.
George Ryder?
Yes.
Sandra Rawline?
Yes.
Wendy Trill?
Yes.
Susan Young?
Pass.
Nia Beriaco?
Absolutely not.
Carolyn Burden?
Yes.
Kathy Davis?
Yes.
That was a yes. I'm sorry?
Yes.
Okay, Jamie Ross?
Yes.
Jim Brown?
Nope.
Deep Bird? No. Casey Bird?
No.
The King?
Sorry?
Was that King?
Yes.
Sir, excuse me, someone is breathing very heavily into the microphone. Could you ask people to mute themselves while we continue the vote?
Afia yes. Wingata? Wingata?
Yes. This is Secretary, back to me, Susan. Yes.
Okay.
Okay, somebody is in traffic or there's some roaring type of noise. Please mute your phone.
Actually, it sounds like some.
Yeah. Madam Chair.
11.
Madam Chair.
11-4.
No, it's 12 to 7.
Is that right? Okay.
Yeah. AC, what?
Yeah, my I have a point of information.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I'd like to know, it is my belief that you can't take a sanction against someone without a two-thirds majority vote. And if somebody has the precise answer to that question, I'd like to have a citation in the.
Okay, we're not taking any sanctions tonight, but that's a good point. We'll figure that out by the next meeting.
Well, but
thank you,
AC. You are proposing to take a sanction, and my question is, if you can't do it you can't do it tonight, you can't do it next week.
Okay. There's no prohibition on taking a sanction against someone. If we were to remove someone from the board, that would take a two-thirds vote. But disciplinary actions that are more mild than that do not take a two-thirds vote. They take a majority
vote. Yeah, but you're accepting without qualification.
You're out of order. We're moving the agenda to the next item. There's no further discussion on this item. We can take this up at the next meeting. This motion passes, and so we're going to move the agenda to the next agenda item.
Madam Chair,
yes.
Let me just offer to correct, I think, what the record was. I think the vote was 11-7-1.
Okay. Thank you, Susan.
Welcome.
All right. So the next agenda item is, are we up to committee reports? Let's see. Yes, we're up to committee reports. The first thing is two consent items. One is to add Susan Young to the affiliate task force. Susan, would you like to move that and we'll get it seconded?
Yes, I move approval of adding me to the affiliates task force.
Okay. Anyone second that?
Seconded.
Okay. Any objection to that? Hearing none, you're now on the affiliate task force, Susan.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Next consent item is to add Nia Bediako to the committee to strengthen racism. The committee to study racism and sexism. I believe that's the name of the committee. Nia, would you like to make that motion for yourself?
Yes, I would.
Okay, anyone second that?
I second that, George.
Okay, very good. Is there any objection to that motion?
This is Wendy. I'd like to discuss it, and I don't understand what you guys mean by agenda.
Okay,
there's a
I'm married to a girl I've been dating for the last 5 years.
Grace, this is Nia.
Wait, what?
Hello, there's somebody.
How are you guys?
Talking on the phone. Rico, is that your phone? Did you fail to mute it?
Can you hear me? Is that me?
Yeah, that's you.
I am so sorry. I'm shouting in everybody's ears. I'm turning it off right now.
Okay, very good.
Okay, so this is Wendy, and I just want to understand it because we had some discussions about letting everybody who wants to be on committees be on committees, and that failed. So I don't understand where we are with that.
Okay, that's a good point.
There's somebody else that was elected to that committee from BAI, right?
No.
There wasn't?
No.
Okay. Is there any, Nia, it's Nia's understanding that there is no one from WBAI.
Oh, I'm sorry. Then that's completely different.
Okay.
No problem with
so
that.
So would you like to second Nia's request?
Yeah, I would second it.
Okay.
I already second it.
Okay, thank you, Andrea. So if there's no objection to her putting herself on that committee, is there any objection to that? Hearing none, Nia, you're now on that formally on that committee.
Gracious for the record, just for Richard, the name of the committee is Committee on Racism, Sexism, and Other Forms of Discrimination.
Oh, thank you very much for the correction.
Because I was on there last year.
Okay, thanks. Do you have that, Richard?
Committee on...
Yes.
Can we
move on?
Madam Chair, I'd like to be on from WPFW.
Okay, is there no one on serving from WPFW on that committee at this time?
Not to my knowledge.
Okay, so would anyone like to second AC's request?
I'll second.
Okay.
Andrea.
So if there's no is there any objection to AC being on that committee from WPFW?
Are you guys sure?
Well, we can sort it out if there's a confusion later.
Madam Chair, could I bring up something about another committee?
Okay. You know what? We're already finished 4 minutes of this, so we really can't. But I gave a little latitude to AC. Since if there's no objection, we'll have AC be on that committee also, and then we'll have to move on. Hearing no objection, AC, you can be on that committee. The next thing is the update for committees not yet convened, is there an update on that committee? It's because we're talking about the committee on sexism and racism and other forms of discrimination. I hope I have the title right.
Can I give it to you a little later because I'm driving. It's going to make a lot of noise right now.
Okay. If there's no objection, does anyone second Rico's request to make a small agenda alteration?
Yes, please, Rico, stop.
Okay. So we'll put it down at the bottom of the committee reports if there's no objection. Okay, next thing is Finance Committee. Oh, no, wait a second, I'm wrong. Audit Committee is next. Is there a report from the Audit Committee?
Isn't that where we put the...
Personnel
committee.
Oh yeah, that's where we put. No, yes, you're right. Personnel committee comes next.
Okay.
Go ahead, Sandra.
Again.
Rico, you have to
can
mute.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you,
hello?
But Rico, are you muted?
I was just going to say that I wanted to comment on this too, and I can't comment for another 5 minutes because I'm driving.
Okay, well,
I will speak very slowly.
Okay, 5 minutes is all I need.
Okay, the Personnel Committee was convened in February, initially, but there was only Rico and myself that were in attendance. And so we set a new date for March 5th, and I do apologize to all the members of the committee because I copied and pasted, and it was the... wrong day, wrong number, and the wrong month, but at any rate, we did convene the committee on March the 5th at 8 o'clock Eastern, and in attendance were Kathy Davis from WBAI, Andrea Turner from KPFK, and myself. And in addition, there was Nia Bediako and Grace Aaron, who were both non-voting members. Rico, due to my inability to copy and paste and change dates, thought it was the day before. And Luzette was, I believe, out of the country. And again, I think the same thing occurred with her, is that she thought it was on a Wednesday. But at any rate, we did convene a meeting. We did achieve quorum, sort of. But long story short, we realized during our meeting that neither of the affiliate directors were on that committee. And I did send out a draft minute of that meeting tonight and earlier this evening. There are several things ongoing. Personnel committee, we postponed electing a chair and or secretary due to the fact that it was not a fully populated committee, and that we hope to do that on our next meeting, which will be March 19th, which is a Thursday, again at 8 p.m. Eastern. Everybody agreed that we should extend to the affiliates directors, David Beaton and Effie Nwangaza, and let them decide between them who should serve as a sixth voting member of the personnel committee. Also agreed, the personnel committee will be open to any PMB members who wish to participate, with the understanding that they are not voting members and that for the sake of discussions, preference will be given to actual voting members. And regards to the ED job description has already been approved by the 2008 PMB. We had a discussion regarding the professional vetting company or a person to receive and verify references and work history, and who should receive the resumes. Members are tasked with researching and compiling a list as to where to post the ED job opening, and the length of time for the posting and the cost. And we're also tasked with researching and vetting companies and or persons at minimal cost to assist in verifying references and work history. Research and decide, or members will research and decide who should receive actual resumes and cover letters. Possible consideration would be the temp HR person at KPFK. And we're
no,
going to follow
KPFA.
PFA, okay. And we will follow up with Lem Lem as to the contact information and request for his resume. And the other task was to review and update previous ED job posting to reflect information stated above. The CFO job.
Excuse me, Sandra. I think the discussion of the HR person at KPFA was for the search for an HR, an interim or permanent HR director. Am I correct? Am I?
Yes, you are correct, and I will follow up with that. But his name or his position came up as a possible candidate for helping us vet the
Sorry. Okay,
yeah.
Sorry.
So he came up in two places. Anyway. The next item was the CFO job description, which has not yet been approved by the PMB. It was approved by the previous personnel committee of 2008, and we tasked the members, myself included, with reviewing and then forwarding to the full PMB for approval and then eventually posting. And then there was discussion about the interim HR director job description and posting. And members will obtain HR job description for review, approval, and forwarding to the PMB for approval and posting. And I am happy to report that that was forwarded to me. There was an HR director job description that was on the books in our, what do you call that, Alzheimer's institutional memory. Somehow or another, it came back out. But anyway. The next meeting is scheduled for Thursday, March the 19th at 8 p.m. And that's all I have.
Okay, thank you, Sandra. So there are no motions coming out. No motions coming out of that committee. Is that correct?
Not at this time.
Okay.
Okay.
One second, Lizette. The next thing on the agenda is to Nia had a wanted to open the discussion of. Was it the IED position, Nia?
Yes.
Okay. Before we go to that, Lucette, did you have a question?
Yes. Not a question. I'd like to take my leave right now. It's very dark outside. I am in another house, and just to apologize for not making the meeting last Wednesday, but I'll try to do my best this week. But I have to go now.
Thank you very much, Lucette.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks.
Good night.
Tonight.
All right. Is Rico, before we go into the discussion, is Rico here now?
Yes, I am.
Okay, was there something you wanted to add to the personnel committee report?
I did. During the meeting, we were asked if we would each go back. During the first meeting, we were asked if we would each go back and ask our GM if they would be interested in considering the position for IED. I did do that. I went back to KPFK and spoke with our GM, and I can report back on that. I don't know if this is something that I can report in this meeting or whether this is something that should be reported in a closed meeting. So you might have to advise me on that.
I think that's better taken up in a closed meeting.
Okay.
I'm not sure about that. Does anyone have an answer to that? I think it'd be better to take it up. Any consideration of a particular person in a particular position should be taken up in closed session.
Okay.
Let's move on to Nia.
Madam Chair?
Yes, go ahead.
Madam Chair?
Is there any room for any discussion on any of these committee reports?
I would like to at least allow Nia to present whatever she wanted to present at this point. We're still on the same agenda item.
Okay, so if we still have a question for Sandra, we can ask in a few minutes?
Well, I don't know, because we're running rather late. There's a three-hour limit on meetings, I believe. We have about maybe 35 minutes left to this entire meeting, and a lot of business to get through, so it'll be up to the body. But let's have Nia interject what she wanted to have, what she has to be on the agenda at this point. Nia?
Yes. Based on what Rico just said, I would like to move that at the next personnel committee meeting that we come up with the names of whosoever they are and come back to the PND with a recommendation from that list for an IED. And that's what I'd like to do.
You mean internal candidates?
Second.
Yes. Yes, because we can't speak any more on the open session. So just based on what Rico said, that's what I'd like to move.
Okay. It's moved and seconded. Is there any discussion?
Could you please repeat the motion? It's really hard to hear a few of the people.
Okay.
Okay. Taking you off speaker. Can everybody hear me now?
Yes.
Yeah. I move that at the next personnel committee meeting. That a list of prospects for internal prospects for IED be voted on and be presented at the next meeting of the Pacifica National Board in executive session. And this is 7 days' notice.
Okay.
Wendy?
Okay. Grace, this is Jamie with a point of order. You're at time.
Okay. Would anyone like to add time to this agenda item?
I move to extend by 10 minutes.
Okay. We have two motions on the floor.
Madam Chair, we're having trouble hearing.
I'll second the 10-minute one.
What is the motions on the floor? We're having trouble understanding the motions.
Okay, the motion on the floor is to have the personnel committee come up with a list of internal candidates for the position of interim executive director, and for that to come back to the PNB with a specific recommendation for one of those candidates.
Point of information?
Yes.
Would that exclude people outside of Pacifica?
Well, yes, it would, because Nia said internal candidates.
I find that very disturbing.
Okay, well, it's a motion. You can let's see if it's even First, we have to extend time. So Sherry would like to extend it by 10 minutes. The earlier motion was to extend it by 5. Let's work on the 10. It was seconded by Bonnie. Is there any opposition to extending this agenda item by 10 minutes?
Yes.
Okay. So let's take a roll call vote on this. On extend by 10 minutes. It takes a two-thirds vote to extend.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
This is Sandy. As the chair of this committee, I would just like to... got somebody...
Sandra, I can't hear you at all. You're going to have to shift your phone around
somehow. Okay, can you hear me now?
Barely, but go ahead.
Okay, as the convener of this committee, I would just like to cut to the chase and ask any PMD member to please forward any recommendations for an interim executive director to me or to the committee as a whole, and we will take that up in 2 weeks. Well, not 2 weeks, but on the 19th when we meet again.
Okay, thank you for that. We still have a motion on the floor to extend for 10 minutes. Richard, please take the roll on that motion. It takes two-thirds to pass.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Sherry Gindelman? Sherry Gindelman?
Yes.
Bonnie... Sherry, yes, okay. Bonnie Simmons?
Yes.
Andrea Turner?
Yes.
Joe Wanzala?
Pass.
Sean O'Brien?
No.
Leslie Radford?
Yes.
Rico Ross?
No.
George Ryder?
No.
Sandra Rawline?
No.
Wendy Sproul?
No.
Susan Young?
No.
Nia Bediako?
Yes, I guess you'd want to speak on it, yes.
Carolyn Burden?
No, no more running out the clock, please.
Kathy Davis? Kathy Davis? Jamie Ross?
No.
Jim Brown? Jim Brown?
Yes.
A.C. Byrd? A.C. Byrd? Lizette King?
Lizette left, Richard.
Oh, that's right. Afia Wangaza?
No.
Joe passed.
Oh,
Joe
Wanzala, yeah.
Yeah, I vote no.
Okay. Five yeses?
No, six yeses.
Motion failed.
Yeah, it was six yeses.
Right, six yeses.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 10 noes. All right, now we're going to go directly to vote on Nia's motion. Richard, do you have Nia's motion written down?
I thought I did.
Would you like Nia? Why don't you read your or state your motion?
Oh boy, that's why I repeated.
Okay, I've got it. See how close I got. I move that at the next personnel committee, that at the next meeting, the personnel committee provide a list of internal candidates' names to to be presented and voted on at the next meeting. Is that right?
Grace?
Yes, go ahead, Nia. I thought you wanted the personnel committee to select a favorite out of the internal candidates for IED. Is that correct?
Right. And in light of Sandra that said about other people sending names, I would say as a friendly amendment to it.
Okay, we can't do that now. We'll have to just take this motion on the face of it because we're out of time for that for any kind of amendments. So Nia's motion, you have Nia's motion correct, except that not only were they to look at internal candidates, but select their choice, a single choice, for IED to be brought back to the board.
Yeah.
Was that correct, Nia?
That was part of it. I didn't hear that.
Okay. If it's not correct, we can strike that out. Do you, Nia, want the personnel committee to bring a list of internal candidates for the IED position to the PNB, or do you want them to select from the list, to create a list and then select and choose one to present to the board?
That's what I said, yes. Yeah. That I know I definitely said that, yes. Yeah.
Okay. So is that understood?
Madam Chair, I hope you have that wording written down.
Okay, yeah, I got it. Now, why don't we take the roll on that?
Okay. Sherry Gendelman?
I'm sorry, Madam Chair, could you repeat what we're voting on now?
Is this Rico?
Yes.
Okay. Rico, Nia wants the personnel committee to create a list of internal candidates for the IED position, to consider all the candidates, to choose one that they would recommend to the board from that list, and to make that recommendation at the next PNB meeting after they meet.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
In executive session,
in closed session.
Beautiful. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Do you want to vote now, Rico? So we have.
Yes, I vote yes.
Okay.
Okay.
You want to start the list, Madam Chair?
Yeah, we are.
Yeah.
Sherry Gendelman.
We were at Sherry Gendelman.
Yes.
Sherry
okay.
Gendelman.
Yes. Yes.
Bonnie Simmons.
Yes.
Andrea Turner.
Yes.
Joe Wanzala.
No.
Sean O'Brien.
No.
Leslie Radford.
Yes.
Okay, we got Rico Ross. Yes, right? Mm-hmm. George Ryder.
No.
Sandra Rawline.
No.
Wendy Schrell.
No.
Susan Young.
No.
Nia Bettiacco.
Yes.
Carolyn Burden.
No.
Kathy Davis. Jamie Ross.
No.
Jim Brown.
Yes.
A.C. Bird. Lucette King left, right?
Okay. Yeah.
Afia Wangaza?
No.
Seven, yes. Eight, nine, no.
There are 10 no and 8 yes.
Chair Bonnie Tissac.
Seven yes. Seven yes and nine no.
There were nine no's, George.
Right.
Okay, that motion fails. The next thing on the agenda is
audit.
Audit, yes, audit committee. Is there anyone here from the audit committee? Is there any report? All right.
This is Sandra.
This is Nia.
Okay, Nia. Sean Casey O'Brien was the convener of that meeting, wasn't he?
Yes, and we elected Nia as our interim chair until we elect the president.
Oh, okay. All right. Nia, go ahead.
Yeah, well, I'm glad to hear that the audit is finished. I don't know if LeVarne is on the call, but if she could send me whatever it is.
I am. Yes, I am. Of course I am.
Well, if you could please email me, LeVarne, the whatever the final package is. I haven't seen it.
Oh, no, we don't have the package. That was just the word. I mean, he just gave me the word. No, he hasn't done the final packages. That was just to let me know.
Oh, okay. Okay. So we did the chair pro tem, and the next meeting we'll also have me as chair pro tem, I guess. But we need to get a list of the delegates from each listening area. I mean, I have asked for it, you know, last year, each director from each signal area would submit a name of all the delegates that are on all the committees. So, Grace, I guess I'm asking, I guess people will listen to you more than they listen to me, to ask folks to please do that so that these committees can convene.
Okay, I will put out a request, definitely, and I'll try my best to follow up on it. Thank you, Nia. I think we should go on to the elections committee now. Is there I believe there's a report from the elections committee. Am I correct?
Yes.
Well, there was a report submitted in writing to you, Grace.
Okay. Would somebody like to read the report, or there's nobody here? Who's the convener or chair of that committee?
I was the convener, but the chair is not a director. It is Bob Lederer, so I'll read the report, if you like.
Is there another director on the I understand you have a motion that comes after the report. Is there someone else from this committee who's a director on this call?
I think, isn't Bonnie on that?
This is Leslie. I'm on that committee, and if you can give me a moment, I'll try to find that email.
Okay.
That's the best I can do.
All right. Bonnie, okay, if not, why don't you go ahead and read it if it's in front of you, Carolyn?
That would be great.
Okay. Carolyn?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Let's see now. I'll skip the prologue. As per the PMB's earlier motion, a detailed RFP for an election management vendor stipulating the major responsibilities involved was publicly circulated for bids in January. The PMB also empowered the Elections Committee to do the review and vetting of candidate vendors and proposed national election supervisors, with the PMB then deciding who, what to recommend to the ED. The committee received five bids and has eliminated one as being considerably higher than the other four bids. A 40-ballot mock election was sent to the remaining vendors to ascertain competence. At last week's meeting, the committee agreed to interview the three bidders ranked highest by the working group coordinating this effort. Those interviews should take place over the next week or so, and the committee... hopes to meet to finalize its recommendations to the PMB, preferably on March 16th, or if that is not possible, no later than March 23rd. PMB member Carolyn Burden has raised a concern about the conformity of the already circulated RFP with the bylaws. The RFP provides that the persons suggested by bidding companies or nonprofits to become national election supervisor and local election supervisors would have to be approved by Pacifica's ED as the bylaws require. On the committee's last call Monday, we spoke with Foundation Counsel Ricardo de Anda about this arrangement, and he said that this does not violate the bylaws and that the PNB could choose different policy options for the relationship between the National Election Supervisor and any vendor. Following that, the committee rejected a motion by Carolyn Burden to modify the RFP to require the vendor to, quote, work with and under the direction of a National Election Supervisor hired by the Executive Director, end quote. Instead, the committee voted to continue using the RFP that had been approved by the PNB and posted. The final decision, of course, remains with the RNP, submitted by Bob Lederer, Chair Pro Tem of the Elections Committee, and Yosha Monaka, Secretary Pro Tem of the Elections Committee.
All right, and as the chair, I was unclear about the meaning of the third paragraph of this election report. So I spoke with Mr. Deanda, and I'll just write what I sent out to all of you earlier. I just spoke with Mr. Deanda about hiring a national election supervisor. The executive director must hire a national election supervisor. The bylaws specifically state that the NES is an individual and has no provisions for hiring a company to fulfill that responsibility. The national election supervisor can be a person in a company, but that person must be specifically hired by the executive director. The executive director does not hire a company that then selects the national election supervisor itself. I hope this clarifies Mr. Deanda's legal advice to this committee and to myself. And Ricardo himself wrote me an email saying, Grace, one part of my advice to the election committee was that it did not have to start the RFP process from scratch, but could use the RFP on the table in order to save time. Carolyn's motion, however, is in line with what the firm will be expected to do according to the bylaws. Perhaps the election committee felt that accepting Carolyn's motion would set its work back and rejected it to be able to stay on schedule, since I told them they could do that, but the RFP cannot change the ultimate working relationship between the firm and the national election supervisor, which is set out in Carolyn's motion. All right, I hope that that clarifies, and if people understand that all. And that is the election committee report, and I suggest that we go immediately to Carolyn's motion.
I would like to read Bob Lederer's response to that email that you sent out, Grace. Mm-hmm.
Did go ahead. Did he send out a response? I haven't been checking.
Yeah, he said, in answer to Carolyn's question, our references to this arrangement and this referred back to the preceding sentence, i.e., the relationship set forth in the board-approved RFP as follows. The contractor, whether company or nonprofit, retained by the ED would only recommend persons to be named as national election supervisor and local election supervisors. The actual decision on all those appointments would remain in the hands of the ED. This is what Mr. Deanda said would comply with bylaws requirements. As to Grace's summary of Mr. Deanda's position, that matches my recollection of what he told the committee last week, which, as he said, is not at all inconsistent with the RFP as currently structured. So it seems to be Bob's understanding, and it is certainly mine, that the company would recommend persons that the ED would appoint.
Okay.
May I respond to my... That was my response?
Certainly. Unless maybe in the... to save time, we might want to go directly to your motion. Can you use that to motivate your motion?
Yes, fine. My objection simply was that the allowing a vendor to propose an NES or hire him, either one, would compromise the independence of the supervisor. The motion that was rejected by the Elections Committee is a little different. I think that's the motion that Mr. Deanda was referring to, and I will read that. The Elections Committee strongly recommends that the PNB require the Interim Executive Director to implement the PNB motions in place regarding... Oh, no, that was staff list. I'm sorry. Okay, let me go to the one on Okay, the vendor shall work with and under the direction of a national election supervisor hired by the executive director as required in the bylaws of the Pacifica Foundation, and that this national election supervisor shall be responsible for appointing and supervising a local election supervisor at each of the five station signal areas. And then I name them Berkeley, Los Angeles, New York, Washington, and Houston. The national election supervisor shall work with the vendor to ensure that the local election supervisors in each area meet the vendor's requirements as well as those of the foundation. And the point of that was simply to make sure that the vendor, that the national election supervisor was not either an employee of the vendor or tied to the vendor in any way that would compromise his or her independence. That was the motion that I proposed.
Okay. Does anyone want to...
This is Jamie. Jamie, point of order. You're at time.
Okay. Does anyone want to extend time? We also have an important finance committee motion coming up, and we have very little time left.
I make a motion, George, to extend time for one moment to take a vote.
Point of order, you don't need to extend time to take a vote.
Thank you, Leslie. I move to extend time for 5 minutes.
Second.
Okay. Is there any objection to extending this time on this motion for 5 minutes? Okay, hearing no objection, we'll extend time for 5 minutes. Does anyone second Carolyn's motion? Because it has not been seconded yet.
Second.
Okay, let's have short amount of discussion. Anyone want to be on the stack?
I have the motion read again, Madam Chair.
Carolyn, can you read your motion?
Yes, I hope this won't cut into our time, however. The vendor shall work with and under the direction of the National Election Supervisor hired by the ED as required in the bylaws of the Pacifica Foundation, and that this National Election Supervisor... Can someone please mute themselves?
Is anyone playing Lotto over there or some sort of...
Is someone trying to maybe set up a conference call or something? It's very noisy. And that the National Election Supervisor shall be responsible for appointing and supervising a local election supervisor at each of the five station signal areas. The National Election Supervisor shall work with the vendor to ensure that the local election supervisor in each area meets the vendor's requirements as well as those of the foundation. And if I may motivate that for a second, I'd appreciate it.
Just one moment then, Carolyn.
Yes, I just wanted to say that this is to ensure that if the elections committee finds a corporation to administer the elections, that it will work with the national election supervisor whom the ED hires. In other words, they must agree before they are hired, respectively, that they will work with each other, and that was to avoid obviating any of the national supervisor's work.
Okay, very good.
Madam Chair, this is Richard. Carolyn, could you please send me that motion? I don't have the wording.
Yeah, she will send it to you, Richard. Okay, is there a stack? Would someone like to be on the stack?
Leslie would like to be on the stack.
Okay, who else would like to be on the stack?
Bonnie.
Okay. All right, let's start with Leslie.
I would like to amend this motion because what it does is erase all of the RFP process and start it over again as it's currently worded. I would just like to take Carolyn's motivation, which is that the ED work with the company hired by Pacifica to come to some agreement on an NES, and make that the motion instead, or amend the motion to that effect.
Okay, is there any
second?
Okay. Is there any objection to this amendment?
Yes, it certainly is.
Well, it completely defeats the purpose of Carolyn's motion.
So
it's not an amendment. You could make it as a substitute motion, but I believe it defeats the purpose of Carolyn's motion.
I thought it fulfilled the purpose of Carolyn's as she described it, but if it needs to be a substitute motion, so be it.
Okay. Is it seconded then as a substitute motion?
Yes. Could you send that to me, please, Leslie?
Yeah, it's on its way.
Writing, thank you.
Okay, so...
you guys, when can we hear Carolyn's motion again?
Okay, we're not working on Carolyn's motion now. We're working on Leslie's substitute motion.
Leslie, send that to Richard, too, please.
Yeah, do you want to restate?
I just sent the motion to the...
Okay, Bonnie, did you want to speak to Leslie's substitute motion?
Yes, I'm speaking to both of them. I'm just sort of confused. I think that I'm in favor of Leslie's because I see a real problem if we are getting into having a national election supervisor hired independently of the company that we may, it's a little awkward to talk about it because we don't know that we're going to accept any of these companies, but if we were to accept one of these companies, it would seem that the way that would have the most accountability attached to it would be that the National Election Supervisor be someone who already works with the company hired to do all of the details and administrative work of these elections and counting of ballots. I'm concerned that we're creating, if we were to go to a situation where the NES was separate and we had a company doing all of the actual work around the elections, that we would be opening ourselves up for polls where either side would be blaming each other for things that may have gone awry.
Okay, thank you, Bonnie.
Carolyn on the stack, may I respond to that, please?
Okay. Before we move on, Jamie, how much time do we have? Jamie, are you still with us?
You have 30 seconds left.
Okay, there's no more time left for this agenda item, so we're going to go to a vote on Leslie's substitute motion. Richard, can you take the roll?
Could we please have Leslie read her substitute motion?
Yes. Leslie, read it quickly.
Yep, here it is. That the ED or IED and any company hired by the PNB to conduct elections come to agreement on hiring a national election supervisor and local election supervisors.
A point of information, doesn't that say the same thing I said?
Okay, I think you just changed the wording, Leslie.
Yeah.
What did I say originally?
Can you repeat it? Can you just repeat what you just said? This is not...
ED or IED and any company hired by the PNB to conduct elections come to agreement on hiring a national election supervisor and local election supervisors.
Okay, that does not preclude... Leslie's substitute motion does not preclude the National Election Supervisor from being a staff person of the company that's hired. Am I correct, Leslie?
That is correct, but it does require that the ED concur.
Okay, all right. Just so the board understands that Carolyn is suggesting an entirely separate National Election Supervisor was not an employee of the company if a company is hired to assist with the election. Is that correct, Carolyn?
Yes, that is correct. But it also ensures that the ED work with the NES and the company hired to make sure that they are in accord. In other words, not to set up that they are in agreement with each other.
Good.
It sort of obviates that motion.
Good. Okay, Richard, let's take a roll call vote on the on Leslie's substitute motion.
Sherry Gindelman.
Yes.
Ron Simmons.
Yes.
And Andrea Turner.
Yes.
Joe Gonzalez.
No.
Sean O'Brien.
No.
Leslie Radford.
Yes.
Rico Ross.
I am so distracted. I'm going to have to abstain from this thing.
George Ryder.
Pass.
Sandra Rawline.
I pass it this time.
Winnie Shrell.
Pass.
Susan Young.
Pass.
Hang on just a second. Nia Beriaco.
Yes.
Carolyn Burden.
Well, I'm sorry, I was muted. No.
Kathy Davis. Jamie Ross.
Abstain.
Is it a pass?
Abstain.
Oh, abstain, okay. Jim Brown.
Yes.
A.C. Byrd. A.C. Byrd. Lucette King. Lucette King.
She's off.
Afia Gonzaga. Gonzaga.
No.
Sorry, Afia. I keep messing your name up.
Back to George.
No.
Okay. George Ryder, no. Sandra Rawline?
No.
Winnie Shrell?
Me either, no.
Susan Young?
Abstain.
Six yes. Is that right?
Yes.
I get seven yes.
I have six.
Four, five, six yes.
Okay.
I believe it's seven no. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Seven no's and two abstentions.
Three abstentions.
Who was the third? Oh, I have Rico.
Susan Young, Rico Ross.
Jamie.
No.
Jamie Ross.
Mm-hmm. Okay, three abstentions. Yeah.
Okay,
so now we're going to take a vote on Carolyn's main motion. Can you read it again, Carolyn? Or do we know what it is? Let's just take a roll call vote on it.
Okay, sure. Good to read a motion before people go on a roll call vote on it.
Okay, go ahead, Carolyn. Why don't you read it?
Okay, the vendors shall work with and under the direction of a national election supervisor hired by the ED as required in the bylaws of the Pacifica Foundation. Do I need to read the bylaws section?
No.
Okay, and that the national election supervisor shall be responsible for appointing and supervising a local election supervisor at each of the five station signal areas. The national election supervisor shall work with the vendor to ensure that the local election supervisor in each area meets the vendor's requirements as well as those of the foundation.
Okay. Richard, can we start the roll call vote?
Jerry Gittleman.
Yes.
Bonnie Simmons.
No.
Andrea Turner?
No.
Joe Gonzalez?
Yes.
Sean O'Brien?
Yes.
Leslie Radford?
No.
Rico Ross?
Point of information, Madam Chair?
Yes, go ahead.
Is this motion just per the bylaws?
The bylaws does not have any kind of a position on hiring a company. The bylaws specifically states, implies, that an individual will be selected as national election supervisor.
Okay, I got you. Again, I'm a little distracted, so I'm going to abstain.
Okay.
George Ryder?
Yes.
Andrew Rawline?
Yes.
Wendy Schrell?
Yes.
Susan Young?
Yes.
Nia Betayako?
No.
Carolyn Burton?
Yes.
Kathy Davis? Jamie Ross? Jamie Ross?
Abstain.
Jim Brown? Jim Brown? A.C. Byrd? A.C. Byrd? Who said King?
She's gone.
Fia Ngaza?
Yes.
Seven yes?
You have to go back on
the phone. Excuse me.
Oh, I'm sorry. Sherry Gintelman?
No.
Hello, Jim Brown is back.
Okay, what's your vote on this?
No.
Is that everybody now?
I believe
eight
so.
Eight yes?
Yes, that's correct.
Six no's and two abstentions.
Yes, I believe that's correct. Yes, that's correct. So Carolyn's motion passes. All right, we're past time to adjourn this meeting. We can either move to extend time so we can get to the Finance Committee and Governance Committee motions, or we can have a continuation meeting, or we can adjourn for the night and postpone the rest of these items to the next agenda.
I move that we adjourn and postpone these items to the next agenda.
Madam Chair, before we adjourn, Jim Brown here. Just wanted to ask: is it locked in that we meet on the 20th?
Yes. That's the next scheduled meeting date.
That's just a bad
Chair, I also have a problem with the 20th. I'd like to just know if we could poll the board a little bit to see if others have a problem that night.
All right, let's decide on that.
Yeah, I had put out a motion and everybody interrupted before there was a chance to see if somebody would second.
Second.
Okay. That was a motion to adjourn. You know, I would really prefer, with all that's on my plate, it can take hours and hours to poll people by email for preferences for a meeting date, and I'd really prefer not to have to do that.
Madam Chair, point of order, shouldn't we be discussing the motion to adjourn?
We should be. So if there's no other substitute motion,
point of order.
Yes.
Point of order. If you're motioning to adjourn with continuing the agenda, it's appropriate to discuss when you're going to do that.
Okay. So let's. All right. So that motion to adjourn has been approved and seconded, but I imagine we can take some discussion about it.
Weren't we going to alternate Sundays and Fridays?
Just yes, and the next meeting would be on Friday, March 20th.
And Madam Chair, maker of the motion.
Jim is saying.
Yeah, I said to postpone the agenda until the next regularly scheduled PNB meeting, and it has already been scheduled.
Yes, that's correct. All right, so why don't we, if necessary, why don't we simply take a vote on this? Is there any objection to Susan's motion, which has been seconded? Is there any objection to that?
Madam Chair, I'm sorry, I had to go off the call. I lost the connection. We're voting to postpone to the 20th.
No, we're voting to adjourn this meeting tonight and postpone all the remaining agenda items to the next PNB teleconference, which has already been scheduled for Friday, March 20th.
I'm sorry. Thank you.
Okay. I was just asking if there was any objection to Susan's motion, as stated. I'm hearing no objections, so Susan's motion passes, and the meeting is hereby adjourned.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good night, everybody.
Good
night. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you.
Good night. Go on. Adios.